This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. With Nozza.
Happy Thursday, everybody. How are you all?
We are well, Harriet. How are you?
I'm so well. You're tuning in to FUBAR Radio on a fantastic Thursday at 4 p.m. with myself, Harriet Rose, and this other guy called Nozza.
Hiya.
Hiya.
It's great to be here.
I'm feeling fab today, just so you know.
And you look fab with your lobster. I've just noticed the lobster.
Yeah, I've got a lobster on my top. I've also got my... It's a bit of a low-cut top, isn't it, Tom?
It is.
Bit too much, really. Don't bend down, he says. Anyway, we've got a really, really great show today. We've been doing a lot of fun pre-records this last week. We've got Lethal Bizzle and Reggie Snow to play out. Had a little chat with them. Lethal Bizzle and I got quite deep about politics.
Do you have a lot to say?
Yeah, loads of really... He's such a lovely guy. Mm. Really intelligent, really interesting, lovely, lovely, jubbly guy. And then I had a chat with Reggie Snow last week, so we're going to be playing that out. And then who have we got live in the studio, Tom?
Today we have Archives in the studio, Paxton Ingram, Charlotte Devaney and Franco Fraes.
Whoa. And Franco Fraes will be performing live, am I right?
He is. Him and Tone are going to be performing a live track for us today.
Whoa, his new single, I believe.
Beautiful.
Beautiful things, beautiful times. And then today we've got a very, very, very special last request that I'm personally very excited about. Steve McQueen has announced he's going to direct a Tupac Shakur documentary. We won't tell you any more because we're going to talk about it in music news and reviews, but we will tell you that this week's last request is themed around Tupac. So we'll go first with Thomas's choice, which is
Ghetto Gospel.
My ghetto gospel goes away, follow me.
Tune. I just clicked really loudly. This is me. California Love.
I like that one.
We both like each other, don't we?
We
today?
Do. We do.
And I'm happy for either of us to win because what a guy.
I am as well, but please vote for me. Thank you.
No, vote for me. Even you said at the beginning that you wanted to pick my one.
Yeah, but I always pick first.
I like how we both... I tried to start it off by being really nice and you're like, no, I want to win.
Actually, pick me. But pick what you want. Just make sure it's the right choice.
Pick what you want, but make sure it's California Love by Tupac. So we're going to kick off today's show with the brand new Haim track. Thank goodness they're back.
I want you back.
Exactly. And that's what it's called.
Some things are long forgotten, some things were never said. We were on one endless road, but I had a wandering heart. I said we were opposite lovers, you kept trying to prove me wrong.
Just know that I want you back. Don't mind if I do, Haim. Don't mind if I do.
It's a very high-pitched little noise at the end, wasn't there? It's like, ah!
Well, they've got a very big vocal range to those sisters.
Yeah.
That was Haim, Want You Back, from their brand new album that isn't out yet. So don't try and buy it.
Maybe you can pre-order it.
No, I don't think you can even pre-order it.
Don't pre-order it, you mugs.
Because you can't. You physically cannot.
You look like an idiot.
Well, you just can't. You literally will be there being like, I can't do this. I'm trying, but it's just not possible.
I was trying to think of something else that wasn't possible, and my mind went blank.
Basically, your life story.
Ooh,
there she is. Let's play a game called
Music, News, and Reviews.
Oh, it's a new one.
It is.
We've got new jingles today, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Miss Witten.
Thank you, Miss Hannah Witten, for that one. We're loving it. And we've got one from Miss Sarah Love that we're going to be playing later as well.
Which we love.
One could say a plethora of new jingles.
You could say a plethora.
Don't forget to head to the Foo Bar Radio Twitter and vote for either. No Time to Party. Or My Ghetto Gospel. This is all in honour of Steve McQueen, who's going to be directing a Tupac Shakur documentary. Yes, that's right. The 12 Years a Slave director is going to create a full-length feature doc based on Tupac's life. What do you think about that?
I think it's interesting, especially like doing it as a documentary rather than a biopic.
Also, Steve McQueen will be... I mean, everything he touches turns to gold. So
sure, yeah.
It's definitely in safe hands, do you know what I mean? When you think about that, because that is such a big... task to take on, I think it's important that it's someone that knows what they're doing, you know?
Do you think they'll be doing like talking heads intercut with reenactments? Or do you just stock footage?
I don't know if it'll be reenactments.
Yeah, because that can be a bit meh. So yeah, no, I think it'd be good.
I love a good reenactment.
I love a documentary.
I love both.
But together.
We'll see. Well, it's Steve McQueen, babe. I think he'll be fine.
He knows what he's doing. But
you can try and teach him if you like. Steve, I've got Tom Nozzle on the line. He's just going to give you some tips for the Tupac.
I'm a little bit worried, Steve.
Steve, if we could just have 10 minutes, just a conflab back and forth where I'll tell you things that I think you should do with the Tupac documentary.
Yeah, I've just got some ideas.
Just got a couple of things to throw your way. I'm really looking forward to that. Tupac Shakur sold 75 million records worldwide.
And the only hip hop artist to be inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Yes. It's sad that a lot of those sales will have been posthumously.
Yeah, true.
Most of them, actually, probably. Because record sales back then probably weren't as high as... They went through that stage after he died of going... Like, a lot of people were buying CDs. And then now it's sales and streams. Mm. So it's like a merging of everything. So it's changed. The music industry's changed,
Tom. Do you think he was... Is he the first person to perform posthumously?
Yes. That was incredible. Wow, wow, Coachella. Wow, wow, wee wow, Coachella. I wish I was there for that. That was the only Coachella that I've ever been jealous of people for.
I'm quite jealous of not going to Coachella. It looks very fun.
Whatever. Do you think?
Well, I think festivals in England is a risk. A risky business. Like, if you go and if it pisses it down, it can really ruin the vibe.
Yeah, you're walking in sticky stick mud. I mean, if you're in the desert, there's a high chance that you're not going to get stuck in sticky stick mud.
But then...
I'm saying it's a good thing because even if it rained in Coachella, they'd be fine because it's just rain on the floor.
But I think you'd be fine. But I think in desert weather, with my complexion,
your fair skin,
look like the lobster on your top.
You would. I wouldn't need to wear this top because you'd be standing next to me. Oh, God. So, something to tell you. Haim's new album, the album artwork has been released. You can go and check it out on their social media. And they've released, they're going to be having the album come out on July the 7th on Columbia Records. And, yeah, you can go and check out their new artwork on Instagram. And the video for Right Now from the album was directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. Didn't know that, from There Will Be Blood.
Which is, that film is intense.
Yeah, do you think...
So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Because the director seeing music videos is awesome. Mm. I love seeing that.
You heard about Bow Wow, did you?
I did hear about Bow Wow.
So this is quite an interesting topic because I think actually it's quite rife sort of Instagramming things to seem like you're doing something when you're not doing it.
Yeah, totally.
Do you ever do that?
I don't Instagram enough. Is my issue, but I don't think I Instagram faking what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're one of those Instagrammers that it comes up and says Tom Noz has posted for the first time in ages.
Yeah, I need to do it more, but no, I don't do it. But one thing I do notice is when people Instagram couples who aren't overly happy, you'll notice Instagram a lot more together, coupley photos.
It's weird, isn't it? Because someone said to me the other day, oh, there's some couple that we know or something, and they, but you know they're not a good couple because they constantly post pictures of each other 100%. On Instagram.
I know a couple that are arguing a lot, and they're Instagram photos all the time. Now they're really happy. There's hardly any.
Hashtag so. Loving life.
Mm.
Not.
It's just trying to like make them, they want to make themselves feel happy by doing it, but it doesn't work. But so yeah, that Instagram in the, I don't get the point of that.
So listen, Bow Wow, what we're trying to say is, babe, Instagram likes aren't going to make you happy, honey.
Bow Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-nay.
Good from you. Good from you. Some wise words there from Tom Nozza. Right, should we play a little bit of an interview out?
Let's do this, please.
I had a lovely chat with the Irish star Reggie Snow about all of the new things he's got going on. Should we have a listen? Because he's been playing out live. He's been doing so much fun stuff. Let's have a chat with him.
Yes, please.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio with Nozza.
Joining me right now live on FUBAR Radio is Mr. Reggie Snow. He's just dropped his brand new single, Flexin'. How's it going?
It's going good, thanks.
Now, you're on tour currently. Last night was Leeds.
Yeah.
How did it go?
It was great. It was sold out, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah, and did you get wavy afterwards, during, before?
I don't normally drink before shows, so after the show I just had a couple of shots with my manager. A
couple of shots, just straight to the shots?
Because he just had a baby recently, so we had to...
You obviously got Chris in the wet the baby's head or whatever they say.
Yeah, all that.
So let's chat a little bit about Flexin'. It's a massive tune. I love the video.
Appreciate it.
Wanted to talk to you first a little bit about, because in the video, it's a little bit things get a little bit naughty.
Yeah, it's super negative. I was kind of afraid when I made the video because I don't want to, portray Dublin in a negative light. But I guess that's just me. Like, I'm not a negative person, but definitely grew up on that kind of vibe. So I just wanted to kind of, keep it honest.
Were these things that you experienced as a youngster in Dublin?
Yeah, like all my mates would have done that. Not myself, but I was always around that. And I guess that's, to me, when I wanted to make a video in Dublin, that's like our kind of thing. You know what I mean? That's what like people do, or that kind of underworld. And I feel like it's kind of super unique to where I'm from.
And it had some elements of sort of the super, well, not the supernatural, but the alien infiltration. There was a little sort of...
I don't know what that was. That was just the director. He tried to make it all alien and all like apocalyptic, and I don't know what that was, but
I'm super into it.
I'm into it too. Yeah.
Do you believe in aliens? Because I'm like really believe.
Yeah,
no,
I've seen a couple of aliens still.
Shut.
Yeah.
The front door.
I've seen some. So after I've seen one or two, obviously I'm a firm believer now. So.
It's not even I've seen one. It's I've seen multiple aliens. Reggie Snow has seen multiple aliens. Tell me about one of the best alien encounter you've had.
I had one when I was like 12 or 13. Could have been a dream, but nah, it's something that I just can't forget. And I know that I've definitely seen something. But yeah, woke up in the middle of the night and just seen like an alien figure and had a kind of a weird kind of encounter.
Well, I'm there with you, babe. Like, I've never had it, and I feel like I am not good enough. Like, if you don't get it, I feel like you're not good enough, you know?
Yeah.
You're the chosen one.
Guess so.
But also, I kind of don't want to be in your shoes because it seems terrifying. Anyway, back to the music. You've been called the future king of Irish hip hop. Is that a title that you enjoy? Are you happy with that title? Is it make you excited to be part of royalty?
Nah, I just want to do me. Guess that's just someone just said that. I've never spoke about myself in that light ever. It's cool to, spoke about in that vein. But I don't want to put too much pressure on myself because I'm still figuring this out. I'm still kind of learning the ropes. So maybe one day. But
are you having a lot of fun learning the ropes, though? You seem to be, you're touring, you're getting out 6 singles and smashing it. Also working on your debut album.
It's
completed now.
It's
Yeah, it finished in December, right?
Yeah, roughly.
So are you excited to be getting that out?
Yeah. Just for the fans, because my last release was a couple of years ago, so it's just all about them and them experiencing. For me, it's more about them enjoying the moment than me, because I've already done the moment, because I made the music, it was ages ago, so I still listen to the songs and they're not released, so I've kind of experienced that kind of energy. So it's more about them, and it's exciting. I think it's gonna be a fun couple of years, but I'm just trying to just make sure I keep like my vision intact, because I'm in a weird space right now where I feel like I'm kind of stuck. I don't know why, but
I
feel like I've too many ideas or some shit. I don't know. So.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. At least you got too many, not too little.
Yeah, yeah.
But it must be weird, though, going from and starting in the music industry and finding all the fame and all the side elements that come with releasing music. It must be quite hard to deal with that.
It is, yeah. Because, you know, you go, I guess, from, like normality to, you know, just becoming this person that sometimes you don't want to be in it. So, yeah, it's just about always, you know, just staying true to yourself and staying grounded. But it is scary, you know, because me, I don't really want to be famous in it, like. So I'm trying to find that balance where, you know, I can just do music and just somehow exist in a normal world too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And it's something that artists can do, and they have done in the past, and like people do it.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be in the tabloids and stuff. And finding it must be quite zen.
Yeah, say so.
Very
yeah.
chill. I want to know more about your face oil.
Yeah.
Tell me everything. I mean, who would have thought you were into like pharmaceuticals and oil?
Yeah, yeah.
You sell it at your gigs, just for
yeah,
anyone who doesn't
yeah.
know.
It's just a whack idea, or a kind of funny idea that we came up with. That luckily my tour manager, she makes like oils and stuff, so it was easy to do basically. And I guess that just came from, I guess I've always been with like girls. I've always, you know, like, you know, so I've been shown the ropes. Like I know that, you know, it's good to use oils and stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I'm oil slicked up to fuck right now.
Argan oil especially. So yeah, just wanted to do something funny instead of just, you know, bringing out t-shirts and stuff tomorrow.
And then of course you're off on the festival season. Are you looking forward to sort of scooting around the festivals this summer?
Yeah, festivals are always kind of the most enjoyable moment because it's just the energies, you know, it's nice.
It's another level, isn't it, up, because it's like everyone's sort of on another plane than they might yeah. be on a sort yeah. of Thursday night.
It's true.
Literally another planet. So I want to talk a little bit more about Dear Annie. Is that still going to be the title of the album?
Yeah.
Do you know when you're going to release it to the world?
I think it's like a summertime release.
Sick.
But keeps getting pushed back.
Who knows?
I don't know why it keeps getting pushed back. But
you're keeping us ripe with anticipation.
It's not me.
Reggie, I wanted to ask you about collabs because you've done a couple of collabs in the past, of course, with this track as well. I wanted to know who your dream collaboration would be. I wondered maybe MF Doom, as I saw you were a big fan of Mad Villainy.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Would it be just him, or would it be Mad Villain?
Damn, that'd be pushing yeah. it. It would be Mad Villainy. That would be,
Put it out to the universe, babe. Ask the aliens, they'll bring it to you.
Yes, let's make it happen. That would be so special.
The aliens are obviously, you know, like your guardian angels. They're following you around, so it's good vibes. Before you go, we play a game on my show called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, Reggie Snow, I send you to a desert island. And on this desert island, I'm sticking you there forever and you're on your own.
Yeah.
No friends, no one's there. And there's just beach and probably some leaves and maybe a tree. And you're stuck with listening to one song that's just playing constantly and you can't stop it for the rest of your life. And it's the worst possible song you could imagine. And that is your Desert Island Dick. So, Reggie Snow, what would be your Desert Island Dick? How many times can I say dick in 30 seconds?
Yeah. damn, let me give you a good one. Oh,
it's hard.
It's hard. I'd say Nas, Get Down. Just because... That's a song that, you know, when I first heard it, I listened to it, like, I rinsed
every
it, and then
day.
Even now, like, if I listen to it again, I'll just rinse it, so.
Do you still play it, though?
Yeah, like, and I know every lyric. It's one of those songs, so.
So you'd just be singing to yourself on the desert island, then?
Yeah, of course.
But you'd be really unhappy about it, which is perfect for Desert Island Dick. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us, Reggie.
Thank you so much.
Please, can you introduce your brand new single for us?
Yeah, this is my new single, Flexin'. This is the best song in the world. My name's Reggie Snow.
This is how we do it.
Shit that God was playing in his fucking dreams. Back the boy to
river dance. I'm Irish, what you fucking mean? Palm girl, shake your lappy taffy. Break dance on my mama's Camry. Fade away, my knuckles knocking. Purple fluid, zombie walking. Sick of all you rappers claiming plug. Plug, that's kinda awkward. Sick of all you thought these plastic booties on my homie slaughtered. Still my boy shoot that police. Tippy toeing through the streets. Crooked cops and fucking ops. Record deals for major props. Cruising time, recline the whip. Playing all my newest shit. Playing all my greatest hits. Greatest rappers suck
this
my dick.
This is how we do it.
Flexing, flexing, flexing. Gold all in my damn necklace. Pocket swole, you got me reckless. Chicken pox is 97. Shotgun sitting, playing Marvin. Cruising ramen, noodle sponsored. Rap you like that Christmas concert. Belly's aching, fuck tomorrow. Dreams of head inside the Lexus. Call me back, I'm sick of texting. Little boy, those skinny legs was fucking you till intermission. Sloppy toppy, Mrs. Simpson. She was bad to meet the Christian. Beg your pardon, fuck the witness. Gold chain, no case, love the system. I got something on my mind. That I'm pimping these flows, Dolomite. I got some Henny in my cup. That I'm chugging all night to the sun.
This is how we do it.
She heard rich. This album, one of my first skits.
Yo, what's going on? This is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harrier and Nozza on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
Pow, indeed. Lethal Bizzle will be on the show in just a little while.
Exciting.
I'm so excited. Plus, we've got Arcaves in the studio in a minute.
Fresh old chat about the new song.
Yep. And up next, we're going to play our Artist of the Month. Oh my God, I did it for you.
You did. I can't think. I'll do it later. You've done it.
How did I do? No, I don't care about you doing it. I'm saying, how did I do?
A solid, like a strong 7. That's 7.8. Like 7.8.
Nat, you need to fire Tom.
That's strong. Whoa.
I'm a 10 at all times, aren't I, Nat? Now, if Nat was still in the studio, as she just said in my ear, 11. I'd be an 11 out of 10. Anyway, on to the next thing, because Tom's going to get fired, so we need to take a bit of a minute break. No, I'm joking. We won't take a break. He'll just leave.
Bye.
Naomi Gray, our Artist of the Month, we're going to be playing a brand new song.
Entitled?
Music. And it's coming from her EP, which is dropping in June. Really can't wait to check this out. But it's a bit of an Early Doors exclusive, guys, so you better check this out. This is Naomi Gray. Oh, and thank you so much to Reggie Snow, by the way. What a babe. Lovely guy.
You seem like a lovely chap.
You should go and get some of his face oil because it's nice. Naomi Gray, Music.
Do you want it, want it, want it, want it, want it?
Yes.
Do you need it, need it, need it, need it, need it?
Yes.
You would see, that's where the melodies flow. Nothing on this earth that could take me away. No, I never change, yeah, I'm stuck in my ways. Nobody, nobody, nobody could tell you otherwise. All
Radio presents Access
All Areas. So I'm going to put this in my mouth.
Well, it's like a gum shield. It's something you'd wear if you were having your teeth whitened or you're playing rugby. It's not very attractive.
No, not very attractive.
And what are you going to do? You're going to try and say something?
I'm going to guess say some phrases.
No, you'll be great at having your teeth whitened. Jesus lights are looking at me.
My lunchbox
is
filled.
Filled
with
lemon.
Lemon.
Melons. My lunchbox is filled with lemons.
Melons.
Melons.
Yes.
Every Thursday.
Access all areas
from 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Joining me in the studio right now are Caves. Boys, how's it going?
Hello, yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good, thank you.
Well, I'm really good. Yeah. I really like that new Niall Horan song.
Yeah.
Tom,
slow
will
hands.
Not stop going on about it.
I just like
slow
it.
Hands,
you
want
them
slow hands.
I like this creepy slow hands.
Although
yes.
Interpol did have a song called Slow Hands.
Ooh.
Which was incredible.
Niall.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
Well, no, but they both, you know, you can have two songs of the same name.
You can't.
You can't.
Rule number one.
There's only one song called I Love You.
Yeah. And Happy Birthday. And what a nightmare.
Imagine the PRS on that.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
So, boys, it's been a little while since I've seen you.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
We've been getting our new single ready, Familiar Stranger, yes. which comes out tomorrow. We've been filming a video for it and been doing some gigs. And we're putting on our own festival on the South Bank. Ooh. As well, yeah, which has taken a lot of organisation.
Well, let's kick off first then and talk, because I mean there's so much there that I want to hear about. Yeah. So let's hear firstly about Familiar Stranger. What's going on in the video? Are we allowed to know what's the information we can have?
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
I didn't
think it was out.
It's out. It came out on Monday.
Oh,
I know.
For God's sake.
With the dancing.
Yeah, you've seen it.
I've seen it.
He's seen it. There we go.
Oh, I'm bad at my job.
No, so it's kind of. I think you meant like go in depth on what it's about.
Go in deep.
But I mean, it's basically about.
What's the message, Bill?
The message. I don't know. Does it have a message? Well, it's kind of. It's about these two, two girls that are like friends, and it's to kind of blurred boundaries in between. They're both dancers, and there's like an audition, and there's only one spot that they can actually get. So it's kind of like. That thing of like, I love you, but I want you to fail.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, sure.
You and your best friend go for the same thing. You're kind of rooting for each other, but at the same time, you're like, please.
Because you went back to the director of your first video to do that video, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Sam Davies. Yeah.
How was that hooking up back with him?
It was great. It was incredible. Yeah, he's
such a talent.
He's so really talented. Good. Yeah, he's so young as well. He's like 20. He's like 22.
Yeah,
sweet.
And he's like being in the room with like a CEO of a company. I was like, how old are you, man? It's like 22. I was like, oh, I feel like a child. But no, he's got his stuff together, man. And we like Video Europe really hooked us up, and it got color graded at MPC, which before I did video stuff, I didn't mean anything to me.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like they do like Pirates of the Caribbean and stuff like
That's
that.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, they made it look pretty.
Tom likes video stuff. He does videos as well.
Oh, really?
So he's always very interested in the artistic things that happened.
And the colours were very nice.
Yeah,
the locations were great as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. The locations were my parents' house and the church behind where I live, which I need to pay. I just remembered I haven't paid them yet.
It's a donation. It's like if you give us a donation rather than paying them, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah, it. Yeah. Yeah, tax or something. I don't know.
It's church tax. Church it's like tax. Robin Hood.
Yeah, leave some gold coins.
Yeah, just giant gold coins.
Yeah.
And we will not allow you to pay us in anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're creating your own festival.
Yeah.
This sounds exciting.
Like kind of curating with the management company, LSH, and can we say that?
We love LSH.
Can we say the thing that rhymes with... Blocks Blam, yeah. Can we say that? Oxjam are also. Oh, we can say Oxjam.
Yeah, love. It's in the press release, baby. I've got it here. Yeah. Oh, when you were like, I was like, Blocks
Blam. Yeah. See, proper clandestine there. But yeah, Oxjam. We're kind of working with them on putting together a South End lineup, yeah. And then we're doing a thing with Boutique Groove as well. And then, so we've got Quartz. Do you know Quartz?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're playing as well.
Oh.
Yeah, which is cool.
And it's nice summer vibes as well.
It's literally
Let's kick
outside.
Off the summer, guys, because I'm gagging for it, to be honest.
It's a nice day today, but not that you'd know with the scaffolding. But
no, it's very warm.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's proper...
Humid.
I'm actually wearing a swimming costume, so I could just jump straight in the pool right now. If I had a pool or knew where one was.
Yeah.
Talk me through Familiar Stranger, because I think it's got a little bit of a different vibe for you guys.
Yeah, it has.
I really, really like it. It's got a real good, it's a really nice hooky track.
Thank you.
Did you feel like there was a progression here, or was this literally natural, you just went on to the next thing, and this is, or is it not even different for you?
I mean, it's we wrote it with a girl called Ayana Adane, and she's like based in South London, and we kind of met her at a gig, and I kind of had like a little writing session with her, and it kind of came out of nowhere really. And then but it was I don't know, it was the first kind of track we've done in house, wasn't it?
Yeah, all produced in house with Aviv, isn't it?
Yeah,
Aviv
a guy called Aviv Cohen. He's in South End, and we just kind of use it's like a setup in his bedroom. It's mad. We recorded it all in his bedroom, and then we got it mastered at Abbey Road. Mm. So we kind of kept it really low key and then went really high key.
Yeah, just sort of top scare. But actually, though, we had an artist in last week who recorded half his EP in his bedroom and half sort of in the studio. And I think it adds a sort of rustic element.
It does. And I don't think you need to go really high end from the start, because a lot of the time it's just ideas that you'll get rid of anyway. So why would you it's kind of, I don't know, it was a proper collaborative track, wasn't it?
Mm.
And it's got a key change going into the chorus, which I didn't realise until...
Billy's done a key change.
Until I played it to the guys, and they're like, this is a key change. I was like, really? done a key change.
So that's that's the standing up from the stall.
I was literally took the words out of my mouth. I was like, are you going to Westlife the shit out of this?
Yeah,
we're going to have stalls on the stage.
I think it's best you
key
do.
Key change kicks in, we stand up, walk forward.
But you just did the exact face you need to
do. The face. It's a shame it's radio, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we've got the cameras on. You basically, eyebrows are raised.
Like that one.
Exactly.
Our manager's sort of like giving me the eyebrows on the other side. It's really weird.
And you guys have most excitingly got your single launch tomorrow night in Camden.
Yeah.
It's taking place, it's Camden Rocks Presents, right?
Yeah, first show for them, which is cool.
Very exciting. And it's a single launch, so you guys are going to be very sort of, you're going to be in the mood, put it that way.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say drunk then.
Maybe afterwards.
You're going to be
maybe
drunk, yeah. Okay? No, probably not drink before.
We've got a really good like lighting guy coming in who's done stuff for
Razorlight
before. So it's kind of going to be a big production, but in a quite sweaty, like kind of smaller venue. So it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. Mm. Definitely
intimate sweat.
Intimate sweat, which is the best kind of sweat.
It's my favourite.
That's
kind of
the name
sweat.
Of. Is that the name of? What's his name? Is it Niall?
Slow.
Is that the name of his second?
His
single?
His B-side is Intimate Sweat.
Intimate Sweat. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that should be the name of your album.
Yes.
Intimate Sweat.
But I think actually, I don't know why, I just really like the sound of Intimate Sweat. Mm.
What, the, like, isn't.
No, the words.
Oh, not the
words.
Right.
Not the thing that it is, thank you. So much, though. And you guys are going to be playing at Primrose Hill Festival as well.
Yes, we are. Are you going to come?
I am. Oh, no, actually, I can't because I was going to DJ this year, but I'm not here.
Oh, right.
I'm in Brighton at the weekend, but I've played it the last few years.
What's it like? Can you tell us about it?
Loads and loads of fun. It's very family, community, but then obviously Kate Moss lives there, so it's like family, community, and then you can just see Kate Moss walking down the street,
right,
so
nice.
It's a good vibe.
Do you go into her house to use the toilet? Is it like that kind of thing?
I mean, she didn't know about it, but I did do that. Right. Yeah, she didn't necessarily say, yes, you can use my loo, but I did use it. I did use it, yeah.
Okay.
Just like, hey, babes, can I just... No, I didn't ask, I just went in. Right, we're playing a little game now that you guys haven't played before. We're not playing, because you've played Desert Island Dicks before, so we won't be playing that again. But now Tom is here, we do a little battle every show for the last request, the song we play at the end of the show. This week's themed on Tupac Shakur because Steve McQueen's making a documentary about him. So we're doing a versus. My track of choice is California Love. My favourite song. And then the other choice is Ghetto Gospel. My ghetto gospel was a week to follow me. And we like to get our guests to vote for which they'd rather hear. So, boys...
This has prompted me to put my headphones on.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Lewis, is this the first time that you've heard Tupac?
No.
Oh, no.
No, it's not.
No.
It is.
Well, okay, maybe you're going to have to take the lead on this one then.
No, let Lewis do it. It's the first time
listening. Do you want me to play them again? Because now you've got your earphones
on. Yeah, I can judge.
Ghetto Gospel versus California Love.
I would have to go for California Love.
Yeah.
California Love.
That's fine. That's fine.
With the vocoder.
I win.
Well done.
Well, I only win
vocoder
1 point.
Always wins.
Yeah.
It does. You're going to get one, aren't you? With the mouthpiece.
Oh my God. Guys, now that you've got a key change, you need to get those Britney Spears mouthpieces that you stick to the side of your face.
Oh yeah.
Please.
Get on it.
If you wouldn't mind.
Right. Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Sold.
Should we play a little bit of your track then?
Yes, please. Play the whole.
Can you when play I say, when I say a little bit, I mean the entire song.
Okay. Just the outro.
Can you both introduce it for me, or you can pick one of you? I don't mind.
Lewis, you do it, man. Get a gospel.
Get a gospel?
No, introduce Familiar Stranger, mate.
I think we're going to sing gospel.
No.
Do you remember that song you made? We're just going to play
that song.
It. Yeah, yeah.
That one.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
All right, I'll introduce it.
Here we go.
We're Archives, and this is our new single, Familiar Stranger.
Woo! Driving slow on purpose, driving slow on purpose. Our hands don't fit together like they used to. She said, I'm not fit for purpose, I'm not fit for purpose. I know the summer's gonna be different though. Arguing just because we couldn't change the way the sun rose. And I wish I could see your eyes, wish I could see your eyes. I know the summer's gonna be different though.
forget wrong for right at this time of night. So I pick up all the pieces, pick up all the pieces, put it in my heart. Just because, arguing just because, we're afraid of the dark.
Daisy Buchanan. Have you been down the dark hole of spot popping videos on YouTube?
Yes, me and my sister.
You start off like softcore spot popping, where it's just like blackheads and stuff. Then you get to like the really hardcore shit, and it's like huge cysts and people screaming.
Oh.
I suppose it is so like a lot of porn, isn't it? Because you're just building to this big release, and then afterwards you're like, ugh.
You're like,
I'm not
feel,
sure where I bothered.
You're like, I feel shamed. I feel dirty. I need to go have a shower.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitton Show.
From 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
You say you ain't the one to jump in our relation. I don't mind, but when we touch it's elevation. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. You speak my lingo, we don't need no translation. I never need a break, cause we feel like vacation. Up, 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 up. Got me up, 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 up.
Go ahead and feel what you feel. The way you've been, no information. You now. Out of patience, so up, 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 up. Got me up, 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 up. I like the interaction, you got my attention. I'm not in love, but I'm loving the situation. Up, 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 up. If you down, don't dare to stop.
Go ahead and feel what you feel.
Closer to me.
there. If that's
strike?
How strike, strike, Stirk.
I'm strike. Strike.
Who cares? Paxton Ingram's in the studio.
What's going on, y'all?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's a hot day outside. I feel good. I feel like I'm back in Miami.
Welcome,
I'm a bit freezing.
Welcome to the United Kingdom, by the way.
Thank you.
Are we looking after you?
So well. I'm having a blast. Everything's been perfect. Everything.
And you come all the way from Miami.
Yeah.
I've never been to Miami, but it reminds me of Will Smith because he did the song Miami.
Welcome to the Beat
Party
the
in the City, yeah. When the heat is on. So if I go, I want to be make sure that I'm partying in the city where the heat is on.
We'll make sure it happens. We'll make sure it happens.
Can we party together if I come to...
Of course. I'll invite Will Smith. We'll do the whole thing.
Yes. Let's do that. Let's just invite everyone. Let's invite everyone. But most importantly, Will Smith, me and you.
Of course, please.
Tom, you're not invited.
I'm a maybe.
Man, sorry.
Come on, guys. I need this.
I need this.
So, Paxton, you obviously featured on The Voice US.
Yes, I was.
Which must have been terrifying.
Of course.
The whole concept of The Voice scares me because you're singing to people's backs.
Yes.
So it's like, you're starting off and you're like, right, okay, they're not even looking at me.
They're not even looking at me. They hate me already.
And you have to sort of wait for them to turn around and it's scary. But you got a pretty amazing reaction. Pharrell, Adam Levine and Blake Shelton all turned around.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Christina Aguilera went, I missed out. As soon as she didn't press her button in time.
She did.
That must have been a pretty incredible experience.
It was the best experience, you know, like you only dream about singing in front of like these kind of like moguls, and then when you finally get the chance, you're kind of just like, anyone listening, can you turn around and so just see the reaction and see how they were so, you know, thrilled and passionate about what I just did up there. Was like a dream come true, you know.
Did you kind of calm down because Blake turned around quite early? Did that chill you out straight away? You're like,
yeah,
okay, I've got
it must
one
have done.
Yeah, it chills you out. You're like, okay, I'm on. You know, I'm on the show at least, you know.
That's it's the worst when you watch and they're like, not until right at the end, and you're like, oh
yes,
no.
Yes, yes, yes. It gets creepy, it gets scary, because like sometimes if you're really, really, really good, they'll wait till the very end and they'll all turn around and like you're just having a heart attack the entire time.
We had one here, I think it was at the UK Voice, where Will.i.am turned around by accident.
Oh my God, I saw that.
And it was the worst. Because he literally went, I did that by accident.
Wasn't he drawing on us? He was doing something.
He was going, and he went, boom. Like, why are you banging on the table, Will?
Did he turn her back around? Or
he just said, I didn't.
Oh my God.
If you press the button, does it go back around?
Does it go back around? No.
I think the whole point of the show is that they're not meant to see you, Tom. So you can't just see them and then go, yeah, change my mind.
Not for me.
No, thank you.
I don't like her hat. It's weird. I'm going
around. So you picked Blake Shelton.
I did.
Now, we were really interested. We were chatting about this. What made you pick him? Because for me, obviously, I'm a huge Pharrell fan.
We all are. Come on, it's Pharrell.
Yeah.
It's like a god, you know?
Yeah, which is the thing. So what was your thoughts behind it? Because Blake is huge, and he's a huge American country singer.
Yeah.
And country is actually massive in America, isn't it? Whereas it's not as big here. So we have a much more different experience of it. What made you pick Blake?
Honestly, Blake was the last choice. You know, like, I was all about Pharrell. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to pick Pharrell. If Pharrell turns around, I'm going with Pharrell. That's the guy, you know what I mean? And then when you're on that stage and, like, no one's really turning around after your first note, you're like, oh, my God, just give me anything. And Blake turned around. I was totally not expecting that. It was the last thing I was expecting. And just the way, you know, he was so adamant about me choosing him. He said he's never recognized greatness so quickly. And, like, how do you ignore that, you know? But how do you tell Pharrell no? So I was like, what am I doing here? And I just kind of followed my gut and, you know, and I picked Blake, and it was the best thing because I asked it.
Yeah, and it worked out.
Worked, yeah.
And that's the thing is, the sentence that you just said is insane. Well, I had to say no to Pharrell. Like, bye.
Right? Who am I? No.
I had to say sorry, no, Pharrell. If I ever say no to Pharrell, my life will be made. I might just walk up to Pharrell if I ever see him and be like, no, the answer is no. I wouldn't pick you if I could. Just to feel the power of it.
Just to feel the power of it.
Just to feel the power. But it must have been nice. How was it working with Blake?
Blake's awesome. You know, he's a cool dude. He's won the show the most out of any coaches, and so he knows how to do it. He knows how to win the show. He knows. So the tips that he would give me were the best. You know, he told me, like, think of this like the vocal Olympics, and just go out there and just give it all you got. You know what I mean? And that kind of just helped me every single week. I'm like, I gotta treat this like I'm going for the gold. I'm going for the medal. And yeah, that kind of helped.
Did you get to meet Gwen Stefani?
Of course.
Oh my God!
Of course, she's so cool. She was my first concert, my very first concert. Yeah. I bought a ticket to was the
No Doubt.
No. The Love Angel Music Baby, the Harajuku Girls. That one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was out of control. So like, and she was a mentor when we came back, and she kind of like helped me, and she was so. It was awesome. It was awesome.
I mean,
it's Gwen.
Mind blown.
It's Gwen Stefani.
You said on the show that your when you first got through that your main influence is Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's the king.
Is there anyone? Yeah, of course. Like the one of the biggest
Come
and best
on, yes.
of all of our times. And it's nice that we were around to see it. You know,
yeah.
It's one of those things that we'll be old and we'll be telling our kids that we were alive.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. But is there anyone around right now? Obviously, we're talking about Pharrell, but anyone else that you sort of cite as a real influence on your music now?
Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Lady Gaga. I have a little monster tattooed on my arm. That was my first tattoo. She's incredible. Just like her musicianship, her talent, her she's a visionary, she's a creator, and she just constantly pushes the envelope. And I think that's what we as artists should be doing constantly, you know, not trying to beat ourselves, but just trying to top our creative. Just keep constantly creating. Keep constantly challenge yourself to create. And I think, yeah, I've totally implement that with everything that I do, and I have to give that to Lady Gaga. You know, she's so dope.
So apart from Lady Gaga, if you were to collab with someone, who would be in your like kind of hit list of people you'd like to collab with?
Sia and Drake.
Ooh, that'd be a good song.
Yeah, right?
That would be a good song. All of you.
All of us, one song.
And then a little feature from Lady Gaga at the end.
Pharrell comes in the video, you go, no, no.
Not no. Pharrell anyway. Can say no to you again.
Just a Team Blake t-shirt. Like, yeah.
Just a Team Blake t-shirt. We're all wearing it.
Done.
And what, bitch? that sounds like a super duper song though. We should shout out to Drake. Like,
yo, Drake, let's do this.
Drizzy, let's get it on, man. I mean, let's just get it on separately, me and you. But also, Paxton needs you on his song. But that can be, we can do two different things. It's fine. So let's talk a bit about two new singles, which are coming out in the UK, Sober and Barricade.
Yes, 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 my babies.
Tell us a little about your babies.
Okay. My first baby, Sober.
The other one's drunk.
The other one's drunk. No, Sober is it's just a good old feel good R&B record, you know. And like I really want to talk about, you know, if there's anything that you feel like you kind of do too much, either if you love someone too much, it's not good for you, or if you really drink too much, you know, this is kind of that cry for help. Like, it's no good for me. Someone sober me up because I'm drinking this literally all by myself. So. Like that one was kind of where I was on the after the show. I was kind of like going through this weird phase, like, oh my God, I was just in front of all these millions of people, and now I have to kind of like recreate that and re-get that thing back by myself. So I was kind of going through this weird funk, like, how do I get at, like, sober me up, yeah. You know? And so I kind of just wrote that, and it was like just came out of me like 5 minutes, and just laid it down in the studio, and yeah.
I really like that sentiment as well. It's like you can be. I guess it's the kind of addictive personality thing. You can be addicted to anything, whether it's like success, whether it's, you know, happiness, whether it's whatever. And it's about controlling it and making sure that it all works for you,
I guess. Exactly. And like being, you know, on social media, like, oh my God, do they like it? Do they like it? Oh my God, my followers going up, all that kind of stuff. I had to like get out of that and just create, and, you know.
Because The Voice is a whirlwind. I mean, not I haven't been on it, so I wouldn't know. I mean, I just like... I
thought you won.
I was pretty big in The Voice. I picked Pharrell. He's not even in the UK Voice. But I picked him. He wasn't there. I was like, I want Pharrell. And they were like, he's not on... He's
well,
on.
I'm not here then.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm cancer. I'm going on The X Factor. But it's that sort of thing, isn't it? It's like, you know, combating that huge... you know, insert of fame and attention, and then going, right, I'm going to make my music now because I'm not singing other people's songs or anything like that, so I just got to focus.
Yeah, exactly. So that was kind of just like therapy for me, you know. This whole record was a therapeutic session for me, and Barricade is another one of those because it's kind of in that same thing where you're not ready to let go of someone. So, like, if you could just put them in a barricade and just have them there at your beckoning call at all times, then life would be perfect. We wrote a line that was, you call me crazy, but I still call you mine. And so that's, like, the ultimate theme of Barricade, and I feel like everyone relates to it. I totally was like, this is my life, you know, when I wrote this. I was like, this is my life. I have to tell this song, this story.
And you're telling it. And you we were talking the other day, but you worked with Drewski on it. What was it like?
Yeah, Drew's amazing. Shout out to Drew.
How difficult do you find it writing with other people, or do you prefer it? Do you like to get lots of people in the room when you're working?
I love writing with other people. I feel like the co-writing is better, is best for me. Just because you get to, you know, pick people's brains, get a new vocabulary, a new way to say things, and we can make, I think teamwork makes any dream work. So if we can all come together in music and, you know, even in on the song, and leave our egos at the door and just come and create and be honest, I think the greatest work can come out of that. And it's been proven time and time again. Co-writes have always proven to be like where the hits are, you know?
I always say this to Tom. I say, leave your ego at the door, and you just calm.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm just sick of it.
It's about me.
Yeah. And that's my issue with him. Anyway, separate Paxton. I was, because you've done all these like sort of therapeutic songs, I was hoping you could help me with some of my problems with my co-host.
Oh, talk to me.
I mean, it's just his ego. He hasn't left it at the door. Can we write a song about it and sort him out? Because it's just too much. Oh, God, my life. What a nightmare.
You would barricade me.
I would barricade you in.
But yeah, you'd leave me somewhere else.
You'd leave you somewhere else.
So these are coming to the UK for release. Are you sort of excited to be coming to the UK and getting stuff out? And
oh, my God, this is the dream. Hello, this is the dream. I'm in the UK. I'm just a kid from Miami that had a vision and said, let's just go for it, you know, and I'm just been fighting and have a great team, and we've just been making this happen, and it's amazing. So
have you had a chance to check out some of the UK artists?
Oh my God, the radios are amazing. All the artists that I've been hearing has been out of control. The whole drum and bass, it's everything. I'm loving everything I hear.
Yeah, you should definitely maybe you should do some collabs with some of the grime artists. I think a grime collab would be good.
Yeah, that'd be dope. I'm into it.
You need to check out some of the grime artists. We've got some good ones.
Dope.
We're smashing it all over the world right now in music.
You pretty much are. You guys have, all, you know, you guys have always done it. History from the Beatles and Queen and like, you know.
See?
It's
and
London.
Me and Tom.
Yeah.
Doing. You and Tom.
We sometimes sing.
I have your vinyl. I have the first one. Yeah, I do.
Really? God, I didn't even have that. I sold it because I ran out of money.
I signed it and I sold it.
So I signed it and I just thought, do you know what? I need that cash. Need that cash. Cash for gold. Yeah, so I saw you actually tweeted falling more and more in love with London, the greatest vibes ever.
Yes, I did tweet that.
I'm a stalker as well, by the way. I'm so happy that you've been having such a nice time.
Yeah, man, the city's amazing, the people are amazing, and you know, I love it here. You don't get like this in Miami, you know, like we don't get any seasons, we just get hot. So yeah. It's fun to wear a jacket.
Party in the city cool where sweat. The heat is on all night, on the beach till the break. Sorry, I just can't stop going back.
I'm gonna
to
do
that.
An acoustic version of that just for you.
Oh my God. You need to do that, Paxton. You need to do that ASAP.
ASAP, I'm going to do it.
Thank you.
That's a promise, I think. That's a verbal contract.
Yeah,
by the way.
I'm going to take that as a legally binding.
It's done.
Yes.
It's done.
So have you been trying any of the food here? Because it's obviously very different from what you get in Miami.
It is very different. But I've tried Nando's.
Oh,
which was bomb.
Was it a cheeky Nando's or just a Nando's?
It was a cheeky one.
Oh,
it was a cheeky one.
I'm glad.
The one in Soho, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I liked your little English accent then. Cheeky.
It's cheeky.
Right, Paxton, before we play a track, we're going to play Sober in a second, but I want you to help us because we are pitting against each other today to win the last request. That's the last song played on the show, and it's Tupac themed because Steve McQueen, the director, is going to be making a feature length documentary about Tupac.
Dope.
So we're celebrating that today, and my choice is California Love. California. And then Tom's done Ghetto Gospel. My ghetto
gospel. Great choices.
I know, right?
Some dope choices.
So can you help us out and tell us which one you'd like to hear?
California Love.
I'm sorry, man. It's fine, Paxton.
It's a dope song.
You're going to do the acoustic cover of Will Smith, so we're fine.
Yeah. So we're fine. Cool.
So we're cool because you're, you know, helping us out in that sense. But I'm happy as Larry because I love to win this game. Now, we play a game on this show called Desert Island Dicks. And I can't find... Oh, there it is.
Desert Island Dicks.
Paxton, I'm sending you to a desert island, and on this desert island, you're going to hear one song for the rest of your life, and it's the worst song you can imagine. Annoying, you've heard it too many times. So, Paxton Ingram, what would be your desert island dick?
Oh, my God, my desert island dick would be... It's a small world after all.
That's a great tune.
That's so true, because I think my mum would agree with you, because I made her take me on that ride so many times.
I have a story. I was in Disney, and my cousin's first time, and she's like, we got to do It's a Small World, because it's like the legendary, iconic ride. We got stuck.
Oh, God.
And in the one in Disney, they do it in different languages. And there's one section where it's like all of them together. And we got stuck.
Oh, because you could just overhear all
of them.
Yeah,
because, we got caught in a weird moment for like 30 minutes, and it was the scariest. I still have nightmares of that song.
I'm so sorry, Paxton. That's making me feel uncomfortable.
That's such a good reason for it.
Yeah. Right, should we play a bit of Sober? Can you introduce it for us?
Yo, this is your boy Paxton Ingram, and you're listening to Sober on FUBAR Radio. Holla.
Woo.
Shaking, I'm a wasted, I won't make it. Need your hand. Uh-huh, went too close, way too far. Need your hand. So cover me, come fill me up. I got a sick fascination for love. And when the bottle's done, sober me up. I'm drinking this all by myself. Sober me up.
Into FUBAR Radio, and joining me right now is Mr. Lethal Bizzle.
Yo, what's happening? Up? I'm good. How are you?
Really well. Much better now I'm here with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Things are really, really exciting for you at the moment. You seem to be so busy getting tracks out. You've just dropped your latest EP. It's out now to buy.
Yes, go get it.
Never Make a Million from a Grime EP.
Yes, go get it.
My first question has to be, is that something that someone told you when you were starting out in music?
Basically, yeah, they were just like, this music thing you're doing just basically is a joke thing, like wanting me to make different types of sounds and do things I just wasn't really into. And I was just like, bruv, like at that point, it wasn't even in myself, I didn't know it could be what it is today, but it was fun, I enjoyed doing it, but a lot of people wasn't rating it, you know what I mean? I think when people see something fresh and something new, they want to write it off, they don't really understand it, they don't take time to be like, oh, give it a chance, so everyone just... You know what I mean? Not just myself. I think a lot of the early guys from my peers could say the same thing, that people just didn't really give us a chance. So yeah, that's where the title came from.
Do you feel like it's even more powerful now because you've shown that that's wrong and you've kind of proved them all wrong?
100%. You know, that's one of the main reasons why I called it that. you know, just, and I just feel like the powers that be, unfortunately, see money, and they when they see money, they take things seriously. And it's like, oh, wow, these grime guys are actually millionaires. Like, wow, like, oh, maybe I might see what's going on, you know. And it's just, it's sad, but at the same time, it's kind of like to show other artists, like, yo, you can do this thing and you know, and have a good career out of it, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it just, it feels good. And also, just all those people who were saying that before, you know, it's like a big fuck you to them as well. So,
and I guess it's for young people who are looking to get into music, even in the management side or in, yes, in, you know, they see you guys doing so well in the grime world, and it's exactly, like, actually, these guys just went into something they loved, they exactly enjoyed doing it, 100%. And they smashed it and made a huge 100% impact on the music industry.
That's exactly what it's got to be, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, we could have listened to those people, and it's, if we did, then what? You know what I mean? This whole thing might not even been here. So, yeah, it's amazing to be able to be, create a blueprint for these new up-and-coming artists. You can be like, okay, cool, we've got these key figures now. From when we started or when I started, there was no one for me to look up to be like, oh, well, there's that guy. It was all Americans. It was all Jay-Z. It was all Nas and stuff. And obviously, it's two different cultures, two different... It's just different, you know what I mean? So why I think people were writing it off as well, because we are almost like... It's not the equivalent, but we are... I feel like grime is the UK street culture equivalent to what hip-hop is in America. And we were trying to become those figures. We were trying to become the Jay-Zs and those lot. And yeah, it just feels good that, you know, we're obviously maybe not quite at that level, but we're on the way there. And I just think, like, the way the scene is right now, it's inviting for people to have another option to get into music and have more of a belief to, like, rah, I can actually do this as a career and not have to, you know, work on 9 to 5, which is nothing wrong with that either. But you can, you know, do what you love and get paid to do it.
And does it feel good to be one of the founding fathers? You know, there's a lot of young kids coming out, getting into grime, getting into a genre they probably wouldn't have had it not been highlighted by you guys who've been working on it for such a long time.
No, it feels good. You know, it's I feel it definitely gives me a head start because, you know, being from the actual ground up, it's kind of like I've seen everything, you know what I mean? There's no story or nothing. I've been around all the eras. So it's really educated me to basically even maintain my position and be able to help others who want to come through, you know, because I feel that's very important for myself, who's got so much knowledge in this particular culture, that I spread the energy and advise people coming through. So, yeah, I think, you know, as long as, you know, as the people still want me to keep making music, I still want to have some sort of influence on the scene and the impact of, you know, new emerging talent coming through, whether it's, you know, from wherever, you know, I still want to be involved, man.
Well, we want you involved, so please don't
thank
go.
You, thank you, thank
please
you.
Please don't leave us.
No, thank you. I'm here as long as you want me here. I'm here, man.
Okay, cool. Well, you're here forever then. Wicked.
Thank you.
From POW in 2004 to now, how do you think for you the grime industry's changed? Do you feel like your style has changed? Do you feel like the message you're putting across has changed?
100%. Even going before POW, when I was in Morphy Crew with Oi, that was like my first record, huge record, and going into POW was my solo one. And them days, obviously, I was in the hood, you know, just up against everything. Police was on our back, couldn't get on radio. Like, there was a lot more no's than there were yeses. So my mentality was totally different. I was quite an angry kid, but in a positive way, because I just had this energy I wanted to release that no one wanted to listen to. So yeah, coming through, you know, all those hurdles, and there was a hell of a lot of hurdles we had to get through to where we are now. I feel like I'm in a position where, like, I think people will listen to what I have to say because of the journey and, you know, of the channels I've had to go through, plus the success. And I think I take it upon myself to be able to express certain things that people can inspire from and learn from and not make the same mistakes that I may necessarily have made when I was coming up. So definitely change. I think it's a lot more easier now, 100%. Like, when we started, the internet was not really that much of a big impact. There wasn't no social media, really. There was like a MySpace. People don't know what the hell that is, but yeah,
legit.
I
definitely had a MySpace.
Trust me, like, MySpace is like what Twitter is and Facebook is now.
MSN me later, yeah.
MSN, you know, don't wait there. So it was a lot harder. So now it's a lot more easier, which is a good thing, man.
Yeah, it's good for the young people, but you've just definitely paved the way. Thanks for all the hard work, by the
exactly
way.
Exactly. I should get real. Is that everyone's flipping content from, like, the last, I don't know, 7 years or something, but yeah, but no, it's all good.
And a lot of artists, like Jamie Akala, novelists, are getting involved in the politics side. Obviously, we've got the general election coming up.
Yeah.
Do you feel like grime is a good way to, especially grime artists, when they're not even in their music, but in their you know, sort of impact on youngsters? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's a good place for people to be sort of spreading the word about people getting involved, especially 100%.
I mean, I've always kind of been vocal. Like, I called David Cameron a donut, which was well publicized. Yeah, I think it's definitely important, you know what I mean? Because I would say this is where we live, you know, and, like, I'm from a place where I've never really felt a part of, like, the government rules or whatever, and I think there's a real huge disconnection with politics and kids and understanding. And my argument with David Cameron was using influential people who these young people may listen to try and get your message across, because you being on the TV and talking the language you talk, we don't speak the same language, we didn't go to private school. Like, I remember telling him back in 2006, like, you need to, like, pay attention to, like, places where I'm from and stuff. And it was funny, well, not funny, but the riots happened. And I almost kind of predicted it was going to happen, that people are going to spaz out, like, if you don't, like, pay us attention. And it took for that to happen. You know, rest in peace, Mark Duggan as well, you know. But London was getting painted at this crazy place. And then that's when he finally stepped out to be like, oh, yes, we're going to start helping these people. And it's quite sad. But, yeah, definitely I feel like if we can help. But my thing is, as well, politics, I feel like right now there is a... I still feel disconnected. I still don't feel like there's anyone out there that really represents what I feel, you know. I'm Labour, and I like Corbyn. I think he's cool, but in my hearts of hearts, I don't think he's the guy to take the party forward. As much as I think he's a cool guy, he's got the right policies, but unfortunately in this world, there's a few other boxes you have to tick to get the job, and I don't think he ticks all of them. So, but as you're saying, I think it's important that if we can voice our opinion to help and make change, I think it's important we do that.
And I guess if you're not connecting with any of the leaders right now, talking more about it and telling people we're not trusting you, we're not linking with you, find someone that we can.
Yeah,
you know, is important, because a lot of people are linking with them. You know, some artists have called Jeremy Corbyn the Grime Minister. He's had chats with Jamie on Twitter and stuff. But you know, if he's not connecting, we need to find someone that does, right?
Exactly. And I think it's important for people like Jeremy Corbyn himself to almost realise that, yo, if I'm not the man for the job, you know what I mean? It's all about the party. It's not about your ego. It's not about yourself. It's about the party. It's about the country, doing what's best for the country and the people. I just don't feel he can win right now. And I think Labour are in a weird state, and I've always been a Labour person. But like I said, I just think he needs to not wake up and smell the coffee, because I think he's definitely got some good ideas, but he definitely needs to put the party first. And if he doesn't win this general election, I think he has to be like, yo, all right, who can do a better job?
And I have to personally say a huge thank you. As a youngster that didn't know anything about politics, I use a lot of people that speak out, you know, across the board in the music industry, because that's the industry I know.
Yes.
To help me and teach me what...
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So it's thank you, and also for the people, you know, the youngsters out there who know nothing about it, because they don't get taught enough at school.
Exactly, you know what I mean? That's why I feel like it's important. Like, I think that's why Obama did so well, as well. He's a great guy, but he understood the social influences that people and that have, like, the impacts on people's lives, and he integrated that and went to meet them and spoke to them. And that's one thing this country doesn't do, and I think, unfortunately for these politicians, like, the future are the youngsters, are the kids, and people like myself, JME, Skepta, Wiley, like, we're our own politicians. We've got fans, we've got, like, a party, we've got a crew of people who listen to us. I'm up for, you know, trying to make a better place and help, you know, a campaign if it's going to be beneficial for the community and people that I care about. But I think they need to start taking us seriously and knowing that our influence is probably as impactful, if not even more, than theirs.
Definitely more. And even more excitingly, talking of your sort of political party of fans, you're off on tour, on the iWin tour.
Yes, I just announced my iWin tour. I am so excited. You know, I've just dropped my new EP, so I've got like 8 brand new records to perform, which I'm just like, yes, I can't wait to do that.
Which are all tasty, by the way.
Do you like it?
Ugh, yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. I've got an amazing response. I'm just like quite overwhelmed that everyone's really kind of like got their own favourite records already, and yeah.
But I've been a huge fan for a long time. There's not been a song that you've done that I haven't thought was really tasty.
Oh, thank you very much.
So it's difficult. Oh, you're making it really hard for me.
Oh, that's good. That's what I want to keep doing. I want to keep making it hard for you.
So let's talk more about the EP, which is out now, guys. So
yes,
go and get it.
Go and get it everywhere.
It's obviously got loads of features on it. You've done so many features in the past. It's got Skepta on it, I Win, of course, which is the first track on the EP. You've done tracks, Steph London, Wiley, Kano. Obviously, Deneo's on this one as well.
My brother.
Is it sort of really, really fun to get in the studio with other artists on the same level as you?
100%. I think it's always about spreading the energies. Always spreading the energies. You know, that's one thing Wiley taught me. He always used to say, as much as you might be the guy, the scene can't be one person. You know what I mean? You've got to spread the energy. You've got to spread the vibes. You've got to bring other people in. You've got to work with other people. You've got to collaborate. You need to create new conversations all the time. So I've always wanted to do that as well. And I knew that was the way forward. And I think that's why we're such in a unique place, because once upon a time, you get to a point and you think, yeah, I'm a guy, and then you won't want to work with people. And you're meant to do the obvious. You're supposed to work with the most people when you're at the top, you know what I'm saying, to help whoever you're helping, or just to create a vibe and just to keep the scene fresh and exciting, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like everyone gets that now. Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why we're such a good place. But working with the man there, it's just like working with your friends, isn't it? You're just having a good time making music and just hoping that people will receive it how you did in the studio.
Yeah, and it's so amazing to see artists supporting other artists, because I think through time it's been a thing of like, let's pit each other, everyone against each other.
Yeah.
Let's make them all compete and be angry and aggressive. But now it's like, we're all family, we're all doing this
100%
together.
100%, we get it. And you know, and they still try it, but they can't stop it now. It's funny, like me and Skepta have these conversations all the time. It's like, they want us to be in jail, they want us to be fighting, they want us to be on the road doing nonsense. But no, we're out here in LA, we're at Coachella. We perform I Win the first time at Coachella.
Sick.
And it's just like, yeah, this is what we're doing. Like, you know what I mean? That nonsense you want us to do, we're not doing that.
Bringing the love.
Straight up and down, man.
Before we go, we play a little game on this show.
Go on in. It's
called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Dicks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Lethal Bizzle, I'm sending you to a desert island. And on this desert island, you're going to listen to one song for the rest of your life. So Lethal Bizzle, what is your desert island dick?
It's got to be that Talisa song with Tiger. I don't know what it's called, but that tune is fucking pants. Oh, what? Do you know what the irony is? I swear the video's on a desert island. So it's perfect.
Shall I send Talisa and Tiger there with you?
No. Tell them you can bring Kylie Jenner, though.
Oh, okay, I'll bring Kylie Jenner. That's a special treat just for you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in to chat to us.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me,
It's been a super pleasure. Everybody, you've got to go and get the EP right now. You'll never make a million from a grime EP.
You're done, no, fam.
This is Lethal Bizzle.
Jeez. Peace.
I win, don't wanna see me shining, I win. You don't wanna honor my thing, I win. Your girl watching my thing, I win. Every day I go in, I win. See the diamond in my ring, I win. That's a diamond for a king. Don't know why MCs wanna try a team when you know all you're gonna get is a merkin.
Yo, it's all switched up now. The real dons are the main fixture, wow. Soon as you hear it's Lee for the Biz and Records, Net for you know you're gonna hear his pow. Man, the kings, and you know we don't follow. Sabotage our thing, nah, don't bother. Yeah, I'm a scholar, X3 shotter. Man's been winning since Ching Chan Walla. Yeah, now we step up another game. Still hungry like it was the first year. 16, I was off the hook this year. Doing arse, it's greedy cause I had no fear. Look, can you keep up? Still rhythm's gonna get beat up. No time to put your feet up. You hesitate, us when I clean up.
I win, don't wanna see me shining, I win. You don't wanna honor my thing, I win. Your girl watching my thing, I win. Every day I go in, I win. See the diamond in my ring, I win. That's a diamond for a king. Don't know why MCs wanna try a team when you know all you're gonna get is a merkin. What have you actually done? Apart from be forced to sell drugs and hold the gun. Now you're talking like it's fun. Said that you've made it, blood, let me ask your mum. Chasing dough, that's why you get none. You man are washed up, that's why you get spun. Mumsy said she done having kids. She see me on TV, now she want a next son. Cause she know that I'm gonna be who I wanna be. See me online, I didn't wanna follow me. Sipping champagne, sitting in economy. Cause I'm always in the sky, no astronomy. That's why them man are upset. See your wifey, now she wanna undress. I'm a different breed, say how it is till death. And we are the last ones left. I win, don't wanna see me shining, I win. You don't wanna honor my thing, I win. Your girl watching my thing, I win. Every day I go in, I win. See the diamond in my ring, I win. That's a diamond for a king. Don't know
why MCs wanna try a team when you know all you're gonna get is a merkin.
Yeah, man, I first place, no less. I aim for the head when you aim for the chest.
1-2-1-2 shower, man, I pass through 10 reloads when I'm spraying on a set.
Like 3-3-4-4-5-5-6-6. How you gonna catch it when I'm in Heathrow? See your girl, you should give me deep throw. Pull up on your ends like I was Debo.
Kashar, look at these guys. They've really switched up in it. His girlfriend is always fly. Look at her bag. Look at her shoes, though.
Wow. Go on, then.
Pow, pow. I win. Don't want to see me shining. I win. You don't want to honor my thing. I win. Your girl watching my thing. I win. Every day I go in, I win. See the diamond in my ring. I win. That's a diamond for a king. Don't know why MCs want to try a team when you know all you're going to get is a merkin. I win. Don't want to see me shining. I win. You don't want to honor my thing. I win. Your girl watching my thing. I win. Every day I go in, I win. See the diamond in my ring. I win. That's a diamond for a king. Don't know why MCs want to try a team when you know all you're going to get is a merkin.
Hey, this is Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose and Nozzer. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
FUBAR Radio presents...
Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Let her ask. Who's calling me? Did you call me?
It's your gang name.
My gang name, yo. What's your crew called? Clitoris.
Clitoris.
That's a terrible name.
It's a bad boy crew.
Right.
No, don't mess with them. That's the click crew, boy. That's the click crew.
Click crew.
They're really sensitive. Don't mess with them.
Yeah. Okay. Don't come straight over it. No, maybe they won't. That's the problem. All right.
Every Friday.
Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Oh, we just talked over Hannah Witten. Sorry, babe. Was that Hannah Witten?
That's Abby.
Oh, Abby. Charlotte Devaney's joining us in the studio. How's it going?
Hello, I'm good.
It's lovely to have you here.
It's lovely to be here.
Loving the little rework. Tiger Monkey has done a little number on your track, hasn't he?
He really has. He's absolutely smashed it.
Bass Dunk, yes. Featuring Lady Leisha and Fat Man Scoop. It's got a new lease of life.
It really has. It's doing its thing out there.
Yeah, and it's perfectly in time for The Sun to come out.
It certainly is, yeah.
You had a lot of fun in The Sun in the video as well, didn't
you? We did.
You?
But it was... you say that. It was actually shot in Streatham, so...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's not.
That's crazy.
It is. It was. Streatham and Sydenham.
Sick. So Batman Scoot was just chilling in Streatham?
Yeah, I flew him in.
Sick. I thought it was in the US when I watched it. I was so like, it was really sunny and nice.
Yeah, everybody says that. I should just lie, really. Yeah, it was in LA.
No, because that's so much better. Because that's the power.
It was in the summer.
Mm. Yeah, when it's the sun. That one day the sun came out.
It was. Yeah, we were lucky.
But did you have fun? Was it a lot?
It was really fun, yeah.
Is he a nice guy?
He's safe. Yeah, he's a really good friend of mine. And we've done lots of shows since then together. And he's lovely. Very down to earth.
Just pals. Pals, yeah.
Shouts to Scoop, actually.
Because when you first ever met him, did you really want to shout Fat Man Scoop like the way he does? Like, Fat Man Scoop!
Yeah, put $100 bill, get your hands up!
Do you know what I mean? I'd feel like I've got
I wasn't compelled to, actually, but...
Maybe it's just me.
Maybe it's just you. But I'll let him know.
Yeah, please do.
But he's a super cool guy.
Also, super sick to get him on the track as well.
Yeah.
He's a great musician and he's a lot
of
fun.
He is. No, honestly, he really... gets involved, and you know, when we shot the video, which was a while ago now, but you know, he took his top off, he got in the pool with the girls, and you know, he literally stayed at the shoot all day as well. He was there for like 14 hours with us and rocking away. So
he was having just as much fun as
you guys. And he hadn't slept, and you know, he was a good sport.
Good guy.
Yeah.
And Lady Leisha's on the track
as Lady
well.
Leisha too.
We're a huge fan of Lady Leisha on the
show. Yeah, she's amazing.
She's a babe. Amazing. And a sick bit in it as well.
Yeah, her verse is just the best. It really is.
She's got a huge talent, that girl.
Yeah,
and she's
amazing.
From Birmingham and just smashing it.
No, I'm really proud of what she's done, you know, with the Queen's speeches and everything.
Yeah.
She's done it all by herself. She's
And how did you guys get together on the track?
It was actually through the guys that I originally co-wrote the track with. They knew her and they played her the record, the original, and she loved it, and she was a fan of Scoop as well. So she got involved, basically.
And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's not the first time you've worked with a US artist. Of course, you did a track with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's right.
With collabs, do you find it's just more fun, hands down, to work with other people on songs, or do you like to go solo sometimes?
Well, I haven't really done that many tracks solo, but I have got some solo stuff coming out in the future. It is more fun. I think it always like sounds better, basically, to have some cola, especially American. Like, I'm a big fan of the American hip hop culture, basically.
And so. I saw you tweeted the other day that you've got loads of new music coming this year as well. That's exciting. Are you allowed to tell us anything about it? Because I saw you said there's more collabs coming as well.
Yeah, there is more collabs with American artists and probably people that you wouldn't immediately think that I would collab with, but yeah.
But that's the best thing, isn't it? Like, bring it out.
I like to be different. I'm very different. I like to think that I'm wacky. I'm different. You know, I like to just not do what everybody else is doing. Even with my sound is always a little bit different.
Yeah, and I think what I get from your music is it's a lot of fun.
Fun, definitely.
You seem to be having fun. I'm having fun. We're all having fun.
Yeah, it's lighthearted, it's fun, and I think that's the way music should be. I think, personally, I think music is a bit dark at the moment. There isn't that many fun tracks out there. And I think that's, Lady Leisha definitely is an advocate for fun music, you know. Everything that she does is very fun. Scoop too, you know. So I think the three together was, you know.
Yeah, perfect
merch. A great collab.
Right?
But Snoop's like that too, you know. He's very fun. And yeah, everything I do is always going to be fun. Whatever genre it is or whatever direction I go in, it's always going to have.
Do you have
element.
Like a hit list of people you want in the collab with in the future?
Well, you know, me and Jay-Z have been talking.
Yeah, boy.
I guess so. I just, do you know what? I'm not frightened to just hit people up now, you know, and just say, hey, you know, I'd love to work with you, and it works sometimes, you know.
I think that's the way the music industry is going, actually, with a lot of, especially female artists coming together and working with other girls and being friends and promoting each other and just having a nice time. I think it's a lot nicer side to the music industry.
I mean, I'm definitely up for supporting other female artists. I think, you know, some girls aren't like that, but I have got music coming out with some female singers as well,
and of course Leisha, like you know you got Leisha as well, like you're working with girls and making it happen, and that's
definitely
the most important thing.
I think it is hard for women in the industry, whether you're a DJ or whether you're a rapper, singer, whatever, you know, it's always harder for women in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we've recently been hearing a lot about DJ producer.
It's hard.
I'm a DJ, but only on a sort of, I'm not like a club DJ, so I don't get the level of how difficult it is.
It's very difficult.
For dance music DJs to sort of go against
It's difficult. Do you know what? It's funny because you'd think that it would be easier being an attractive, glamorous kind of DJ, but it actually isn't anymore. It's kind of like you get judged for looking a certain way. Oh, you know, she's gonna be shit, you know. Over the year, I've been DJing for a long time now, but you know, especially when I first started, I used to go on the decks and it was almost like the resident DJ would be standing behind you expecting you to be rubbish, you know. And then when you do a good job, you know, they're like, yeah, you know you smash it, and it's like, well, you know.
And it's weird when you see you don't hear, like, I've had so many times people coming up to me being like, oh wow, you can actually DJ.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you say that to a guy?
Do you know what, even now though, when I turn up to clubs, say if they don't know me or whatever, like, they're like, oh, are you one of the dancers? And I'm like, no.
I will push you over.
No.
We need your help, Charlotte, because at the end of the show we play a last request, and it's today, this week, the theme is Tupac, because Steve McQueen's going to be doing a full length documentary about him, so we're celebrating him today. So my choice is California Love.
Okay.
Mr. Tom Noz's choice, which is Ghetto Gospel.
My ghetto gospel.
So please help me. Who would you like to hear at the end of the show? Which track?
Can I give my choice?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
No. So it's got to be between those two. But then you can tell us what you would have chosen.
So probably California.
Yeah.
But I like Changes too.
Yeah. It was really hard to choose, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I wasn't going to Changes, but I thought that would be obvious for me to pick that.
Yeah, he doesn't. He tries to get out of the box.
They're all kind of
happen.
Like Tupac favourites.
I was trying to like, I knew more about, because I don't know much about Tupac, but I was like, I'm trying to look a bit edgy.
What do you mean you don't know much about Tupac?
You shouldn't
have said
that.
Don't be admitting that, you know.
I mean, loads.
Don't say that.
Don't admit that. Don't admit that, just don't.
Charlotte, such a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you
so much. Can you introduce your new edit of the new track?
I will. Hello everyone, what's up Foobar Radio, it's Charlotte Devaney. This is Bass Dunk featuring Lady Leisha and Fat Man Scoop, the Tiger Monkey edit. Big shout out to all the artists involved. Check
Woo!
It out.
Woo-woo.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
get you drunk, drunk on my bass thunk. Gonna get you drunk, drunk on my bass thunk. I'm gonna get you drunk, drunk on my bass thunk. Gonna get you drunk, drunk on my bass thunk.
Shake your dick and dung da dung dung. Girls in bikinis and bung da dung dung. It's the songs like bigger ba bong ba bong bong. And when I'm in the place, everybody just jump. Jump, put your hands in the air. Now the guys wanna try whisper in your ear like, so back it up just a little bit more. So back it up just a little bit more. Everybody better report to the dance floor. Alcohol needed, yeah, we need more.
And you're listening to Harriet Rose with Nozza on FUBAR Radio.
Whoop, 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 whoop. That was a lovely chat, was it? Franco Fraze joins us.
I'm joining that energy, Harriet.
Woo. Join me inside that whoop.
Inside this whoop, the world of whoop. Thanks for having me, by the way.
Well,
it's a pleasure.
It's a huge pleasure.
Really? Thank
I'm a
you.
Very big fan.
Thank you very much. You know what? I'm a fan of FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
I love it. Go FUBAR.
We love fans of FUBAR. That's very important on this station.
Yeah.
Please like us. Please love us.
Like us. Share the tweets. Do it. Gang, get involved. FUBAR gang. Get your t-shirts out.
Ooh. Can
Tom's
we get
got these on.
We should get some t-shirts made.
Well, we've got them.
Have we?
We've got them.
Do you know?
Fuck. Did we give you
Dude, you've been here for like 5 minutes.
Oh, have I though?
Remember whose show
five
it is,
minutes.
Bitch.
He's already started the branding, isn't it, Tom? He's been around Norfolk selling them out the back of a white van.
Exactly.
He sold a dozen last night.
He made them himself.
Yeah.
Pritt stick?
Yeah, I don't know if it even says FUBAR.
Just says fuck off on it. So we're going to be doing a little live performance in a little
bit,
aren't we?
Yes, we are. Basically, I've got my mate Sean from a band called Young Native. Brilliant band. Check them out if you're listening. Absolute stars. But I got him last minute and I've bribed him to come up from Croydon. I think it's Croydon. Broccoli. Go on, Broccoli.
Go on.
I've got him to come up from Broccoli and we've just practiced it once outside. So this is an exclusive original track that's been performed once in his life.
Sean, that's we love you for coming down. Thank you. He's going to be in a minute. And it's your brand new single that you're going to be performing, right?
No, we're going to
Are you changing
totally
it now?
Different. Yeah, we're going off the cuff, off the wire, just to throw it, yeah.
Oh, so
we like a bit of randomness because we like seeing the producers through the glass window flapping.
Panicking.
That's what we do. Keep you on your toes. It's secret shopper radio time, right?
We're going to play a bit of Lines, though, your new
yes,
single.
Yes, Lines, a new single produced by Great Skies.
We won't play it yet because we're going to have a chat first.
Oh, okay.
So let's first talk a little bit about you. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about you mostly, not me, not Tom, you.
I do love Tom, though.
Oh, Frank.
He's okay.
He's a good lad. Is he on a trial period here?
Yes.
Is he?
He's on his period.
It's my probation period.
Yeah.
And he's actually, Nat, our producer, has sacked him, I think, 4 times?
Yeah.
Five today. Yeah. So he's doing well.
I'm smashing it.
That's a good hit rate, Tom.
Yeah.
It's a good hit
I'm
rate,
cheeky,
mate.
But charming.
That was the worst thing you've ever said. No, I love him. I love him deeply.
I'm cheeky but charming. That sounded like a soundbite, didn't it?
Yeah.
I'm cheeky but charming.
In fact, can we cut that? Can we cut that and just have it
forever.
And can we have a button that we press?
I actually do have one of those.
Of your own soundbite?
No. I have one that has Beyonce soundbite.
Good jobby.
Nice.
He hates. Yeah.
I like it.
And this is my other soundbite.
She had
nice. I like that a lot.
Do you like
I
it?
Like where that's come from.
Yeah.
I can feel where the energy's come from for that. From your younger days I've running around to the thong song.
Never heard you play Pesh that.
Because you're not good enough to listen to it.
But, yeah.
No, I'm joking. It's because you. It's one of those things that it really... And actually, I have played it once with you.
What has to happen for it to be pressed?
Well, someone has to do something where they have dumps like a truck.
Okay.
That's like, if you were to start dancing, I'd probably play it.
When I flexed my pectorals the other day.
Yeah, jeez Louise.
That should have been.
Yeah. It was pretty big time. I'm not going to lie to you.
Did we get any photos of it?
No. Oh. Slow motion.
Just a porn film that I'm going to leak at some point.
Revenge.
Yeah, when he gets a job. Yeah. You think you got a job yet, Tom? No, you haven't, mate.
You're fired.
On the celebration outing.
You're
guess
fired.
What's coming tomorrow, Tom?
You're fired, and we're going to make £55 from this porn video we're going to leak.
That'd be loads of money.
£56.
I think the porn industry's dying, though, to be honest with you.
Oh, really? Yeah. Let's just talk about porn.
Literally, I think it is, yeah, because now porn's so accessible and so easy to make. I think all them porn stars, mate, you know what I mean? There used to be money in it, now it's just sex.
When you say it's so easy to make, do you mean like sex tapes?
Well, like, if you go on Pornhub now, there's a Pornhub community. And it's just people uploading their own videos, so you don't even need these superstars anymore.
That's very up their own arses, isn't it? It's like, oh, me, here's a video of me having sex with someone.
Or is it communism? Is it giving the people the power and saying, if you want to get banged on telly, get your videos in?
Kind of like the music industry now, though. Like, you put anything up, so like Spotify, maybe they should do paid for plays these things.
This is it, mate.
Pornify.
I don't watch porn, so I really don't know.
You do.
I honestly do not. I don't find it fun.
Really?
It's not for me.
Okay.
I'd rather do porn, if you know what I'm saying.
Nice.
Anyway,
nice.
Franco,
yes.
You're a storyteller.
I'm a storyteller, yes, from Thetford Town. I come from a town called Norfolk, which is out of London, but it's a London overspill town, hence the accent. So basically in the 1970s, I'm going to bore you with this story.
No, please do.
Basically in the 1970s, loads of people got moved out of London, which is probably going to happen soon, to be honest with you, because of the way that the property market's going and the way that the bubble's going to pop again. But they moved all the people out of London, given council estates in other areas, such as Norfolk. Our parents was moved down there, had kids, and that was us. But basically I found my way with rap music for that very thing. I think like it was artists like Skinny Man, and when the grime scene first come about, and you could see that you could do it on your doorstep and talk about real life, and there was an avenue for it, and that's what really like inspired me to do it.
And is it something that you find from everyday processes? So you're just walking around, you're thinking, you're feeling, you're experiencing your everyday life, and you're just putting that straight into music, or do you take inspiration from your mates and your family?
Yeah, a bit of both, but definitely that. Like, I think, like, for me, I always related to music that I felt relatable, if you know what I mean. Like, even like going back as far as the Police and the Clash and things like that, I felt like they was talking about an England I could see in front of me, so that's why I related to it. And I felt like I brought the band side in as well. Like, I come from rap music and like me and a DJ, but I brought the band element in as well because of that thing, like with the ska bands and all that. I felt there was something current that we could still do with that, you know what I mean? I didn't think it had to be all sort of rap music, but yeah, I take inspiration for everything. I think everyone says to me, oh, that lyric, my postman hates me because I still ain't fixed my letterbox. It's like the lyric. That. And you think, flipping hell, mate, is that how easy it is? But I think, do you know what the thing is? I think art is very hard. I think the simplest things becoming beautiful is the hard thing, you know what I mean? If you can write a lyric that's so simple and it catches, that is the hard thing to do. You know
I found
mean?
That Lionsgate made me feel really, really nostalgic. It made me feel very nostalgic of my youth.
Yeah, nice.
I'm still really young, just to make that clear, but my other youth.
Yeah.
But it made me feel sort of like at home, and like I was really relating to the lyrics. Do you get that a lot with your fans?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the big things they buy into. Like, especially last year, I went on tour for the first time, went up north and played shows up there. And I'm a very southerner, like, I ain't really travelled that well. I ain't really been abroad much either. Feel sorry for me, please. Send me an EasyJet. Send me a Ryanair voucher in the post. But
I like that you changed your mind. You're like, not EasyJet.
Yeah, nah.
Not
EasyJet. They're getting bad press lately.
No, they're not great.
Yeah, but basically, I think that, you know, that's what sort of, when I went up north for the first time and I thought, look, there's a southerner up here rapping in a like London accent and all that, it's going to be terrible. But they all took to it, and I think it was that real life element, you know what I mean? Everyone loves a bit of reality, don't they?
That's because with your music videos as well, they're very real, aren't they?
Yeah, the music videos I filmed, like, I grew up doing it and filmed them all in my hometown because I felt it was important to paint the picture of what I saw, if you know what I mean. I mean, Oi Oi, everyone says Oi Oi is a standout video because really and truly, that's the estate where we all used to grow up and run around, and all the characters, like the geezer who throws the scrap metal in the back of the van, he's a real scrap metal dealer and all that, you know what I mean? So it's nice. It's nice. I tell you, the weird feeling is when you make something like that, yeah, without really thinking too much about it, because that's the easiest way to make a video, film your hometown and all that and the real characters, and then when you take it to London you get in the labels and they're all excited by it and you think, you're talking about me mate from town, do you know what I mean? But it's a very heartwarming thing. Without being soppy and sentimental, I think a lot of my journey in music's been very heartwarming and sort of that level, you know what I mean? And I love that. I think you've got to cling on to them things because that's the beautiful thing of life.
It's like that parody thing that the music industry is always looking for, that thing that no one else has.
Yeah.
And it's that element of bringing back something that is just very true, very real, and people really relate to it. And now, in a way, people are winning because they're saying, no, actually, I'm going to listen to the music I want to listen to.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the people famous that I want to make famous because I'm going to just... And it's not in control of an industry anymore. It's, you know, when you look at the grime industry specifically, like, you know, people like Skepta and stuff, they've come up because everyone else said, we love this. And it's the same with your art form. It's like, we're going to enjoy this, even though it's about your friends, your family, and it's all involving, you know, your community. It doesn't mean it can't link to every single person that's listening to it.
Definitely. And I think, like you're saying with the grime scene, definitely fundamentally everyone being able to buy what they want to back and make that successful, it just totally turns everything on his head, which is a help and a hindrance, because I think sometimes it's important for some of these people on the come up. Now, I was fortunate, I got through at a good time, but I think sometimes it is important to still have these pedestals, which people do need, and without their own sort of support, and everyone's leaving them to get their own support. But it's a whole different argument. But yeah, totally, I think that's the beautiful thing with nowadays. I think, you know, if you've got something to say, you can go out, say it to your town, to your community, and if it's going to catch, you can see it catch on the internet.
Do you think you'll ever leave Thetford?
Nah, I don't think so. I've got me family there, I've got me loved ones, you know what I mean? The good thing about Thetford is it's about an hour and 10 minutes from Bow, so you say you're in Norfolk, but literally I drove to like Bow in an hour and 10 minutes, so it's not even that bad, you know what I mean?
Just in and out, innit? It's not too far.
This is it, in and out like the Okie Cokie. Yeah. But Mr. Jam once said, I listened to an interview him years ago, and he said it's important to be able to get to London. It's not important to live there, but it's important to be able to be there. And that's the thing for me. Like, I'm here probably twice a week, and it don't feel like I'm going right out of my way to be here, you know what I mean?
Well, we have another show on the station with an artist called Sticky Blood, and they're grime producers, and they were talking on their show about how a lot of people think that you have to be from London to spit grime or to do hip hop or and things like that, and it's nice to have that element of actually, no, I don't need to be from anywhere. I can just do what I want from wherever I'm from.
They're from Sheffield, ain't they?
Yeah.
Because like the Sheffield scene, you've got Coco coming out of Sheffield, and like you're saying, like Birmingham, JK Invasion and things like that. It's like, it's nice because it gives everyone that level playing field on the internet, doesn't it? So it can get heat. But do you know what I love? I really love when there's a scene, because really and truly, like the other hinder of the internet is that with these little pockets of music and these scenes, like the Manchester, like when music came out of Sheffield with the Arctic Monkeys and when the Manchester scene blew up and all that, it's going to be different nowadays, because the internet is where people are putting their art form. But I really think in about 2 years everyone's going to go full circle, and it's going to come back down to playing your local pub and building a massive fan base, and people ain't really going to give so much of a monkeys about having 10 million hits as long as they've got a pub full of people that are paying to watch them and sing their songs, you know what I mean?
As long as you can live with what you get, then it's fine, and you're living out your passion, so it's, you know,
this is it. That's what I think.
I think we should play Lines.
Let's play Lions.
Yes
Lions.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to have some live music on Fubar Radio.
Yes.
Do you want to introduce us, Franco?
Yep. This track is called Lions, featuring Great Skies, who produced it, and myself, Franco Fraze.
In a state, on an estate, in an estate that I still owe for. If it's all smiles and it's all love, there ain't no war. Here for a good time, that's what we make dough for. He said he's got it all sus, but me, I weren't so sure. He might have been right though, cause I don't see him much no more. It's all hard work, we work hard till the hard work pays off. Spent days lost, cause we blaze lots. Day job, then rave till we're waved off. Tell them all calm down now, see it ain't worth the upset. It gets hard, but we ain't giving up yet. Love more, no, we don't love less. I'm a king, I don't need a crown. Felt lost till I felt like I found a place where I felt like we were found. Don't tell him to stop shine off, believe me, he's a lad. The car looks puckered to me. I don't care about the 0-60. Got to go, got my coat, I'm on my toes, walking your way if you're walking with me. Like-minded minds that I like ours. Dark nights, bright stars. Used to be green grass, red knees, now it's all white scars. Sitting in the chicken shop, I used to ride my bike past. In life, give it all you got, a lot of love, then it might last. We throw shapes till the lines are blurred. We throw shapes till the lines are blurred. Lines.
We throw shapes in the line to blur. We throw shapes in the line to blur line. We throw shapes in the line to blur. We throw shapes in the line to blur lines. We throw shapes in the line to blur. Easy come and easy go. Wanna be well paid, make decent dough. Share gossip on the basis that's based on only for those who need to know. Breathe deep on decent pose. Set me off then, watch how deep I go. There's a few we steer clear of. Still there's certain people we need to keep in tow. Ring him up and ask him if they've left yet. Better yet, get going with your best bet. Old school, get a pull, no names like a test press. No clue, going with our best guess. Head down and try provide. That's just what life is like. Leg work like to ride a bike. It all works best when you time it right. We throw shapes in the lines of blur. We throw shapes in the lines of blurred lines. We throw shapes in the lines of blur. We throw shapes in the lines of blurred lines. We throw shapes in the lines of blur. We throw shapes in the lines of blurred lines. We throw shapes in the lines of blur.
Franco Fraser there, he's about to perform live in a hot minute. But I just wanted to quickly announce that we are giving away more tickets to festival, Steel Yard Festival, on Sunday the 28th of May at Victoria Park. All you have to do to win is go to FUBAR Radio's Twitter, give us a follow, and share the photo we're posting right now. That's Steel Yard Festival, 28th of May. Win a pair of tickets. What more can you want, you idiots?
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. With Nozza.
Yes, my name's Franco Fraser. This tune's called Great Escape with something else mixed in. Big up Young Native, Sean, smashing it to bits. Go on, son.
My everlasting getaway. This is my everlasting way to sky. My everlasting getaway. This is my everlasting way to sky.
Stepped out of warm bed to a cold day. So early the sun hadn't rose yet. Another day where I go out to go get the good life, no debts and no stress. But that's easier said than done. It moves so quick that our heads are spun. We all used to walk down these streets with our heads high. Now it's like the high street, struggling to get by. Look for that glimmer of hope, close my left eye and squint hard with the right one. Showing fight till the fight's done. Praying hard, hoping that something might come. A lot of love lost from my hometown. Hope packed up, moved on, closed down. Terry all had a bloody good call when he warned us all about the ghost town.
My everlasting getaway. This is my everlasting way to sky. My everlasting getaway. This is my everlasting way to sky. My everlasting getaway. My everlasting way to sky. My everlasting getaway. This is my everlasting way to sky.
My head don't drop though, I stay optimistic. Learn that you get some reward if you risk it. Only seems like yesterday, cause life moves quick like blink and you missed it. Still nobody cares where the love's gone. No sing-alongs, no more, no pub songs. Trying to fit the key in the door, but I find it hard with my gloves on. The street lights keeping the glow. Negativity, leave it alone. I won't let nothing break my heart if I always keep it at home. See the loved ones are keeping me tow. Doing this for them, that's the reason I know. I won't let nothing break my heart if I always keep it at home.
Let on her head now, not yours anymore. Drinking in the town now to hit the floor. She comes around now, bra on the floor. She wants some more, some more, some more. So my light on her head now, not yours anymore. Drinking in the town now to hit the floor. She comes around now, bra on the floor. She wants some more, some more, some more, some more. My everlasting getaway. This is my everlasting way to sky. My everlasting getaway. This is my everlasting way to sky.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For a second time. I want a massive shout out for Sean there from Young Native. Smashed it to pieces.
Go and check out Young Natives right now.
That was sick, guys.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Just do you know what? They only picked that like 2 minutes ago,
yeah,
didn't you?
We went outside. That was it.
Yeah, we went outside and got together in the courtyard. Do you know what? We said, I've got a studio session in Bromley tomorrow with someone called Yanaku, yeah? Works with the Manor. You've had the Manor here, yeah.
My best mates.
Yeah, good boys, them. But yeah, we said we're going to go up Camden tonight and just smash all the open mic nights and get Steamboat. Yeah, so if anyone's in Camden, come down for a little open mic night.
Yeah, lovely.
Tom's there, isn't it, Tom? You're there, bro.
Getting keen now. The
last time I took him to Camden, he ended up vomiting in my house. So okay. I wouldn't.
It was kebab.
Okay. No, it wasn't kebab. It was the 3 pints he drank.
You're embarrassed. Yeah. 3 pints.
Blame the kebab.
Franco, before you go, I need to play a game with you. I need to play this game. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Now, in this game, I'm sending you to a desert island, and you have to pick a song that you absolutely hate because you're listening to it for the rest of your life, and it's over and over again, and you can't imagine being stuck with it. So, Franco Fraser, what would be your desert island
dick? Off the top of my head, my desert island dick is I'm blue, dabba dee dabba da,
dabba dee dabba da. Very good choice. Very good choice. And another game is we have got a 2-pack special this week. We are playing a 2-pack song to finish off the show.
Yep.
And you can either have California Love. No time to party. Or you can have Ghetto Gospel.
My ghetto gospel goes away to follow me.
So you can both choose one. Which would you like?
I was going to have a bit of Law in the Tom.
I was
going to have Law in the Tom. But I'm going for California.
That's fine.
Of course you are.
Of course I am.
What about you,
get
Sean?
Get a gospel.
Cheers, Sean.
You got one.
Still got some love.
Yeah, well, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you both.
No, thanks for having us. Cheers.
Well, can you come back? Because it's really fun.
Yes, definitely. I've got some new music coming July, I think.
EP's on its way, isn't it?
Yeah, EP's on its way. Just putting the final touches together. And Young Native have got an EP coming out as well, so I'm sure we'll storm your studios next time. We'll storm it like the X-Men.
Well, it's been a huge pleasure. Thanks for leading us out on FUBAR Radio. I'm afraid to say that I've won, Tom.
That's fine.
Soz babes. Love you loads, though. So we're going to finish off the show with my favourite song of all time, California Love, Tupac. Boys, we love you.
Love you too. Thank you very much.
FUBAR Radio. Up next, we've got Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang. This is Tupac, California Love.
Bye.
Bye, ya.
California Love.
Untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.